Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky's agriculture economy continues to hold strong despite low commodity prices over the past few years. During University of Kentucky Agriculture Economics Outlook at the Kentucky Farm Bureau meeting, ag economist Dr. Will Snell said this year will end relatively unchanged.
Had a lot of volatility this year, somewhat yields, but a lot of price volatility. But when I aggregated all the commodity cash receipts from my colleagues, what we came up with actually is a 2018 number, and again, the final number will be official next August, but we're projecting that cash receipts will remain relatively stable, overall about $5.7 billion. Gains in the equine and poultry sector with losses in tobacco, dairy, and to a smaller extent, corn receipts.
Dr. Snell adds there are several factors supporting a stable ag economy.
Poultry continues to remain our number one ag enterprise here in the state, followed by horses, soybeans, cattle, and corn. What you don't see on that slide is the commodity that's received the most attention in 2018. And that's industrial hemp.
He notes industrial hemp needs to grow significantly, become a major player in the state's ag economy.
Last year, Commissioner, your office indicated $7.5 million of sales, farm sales from hemp. And we know that number is going to probably increase two or three times this year. But again, to put it in perspective, it would have to increase by a factor of 7.5 just to be 1%.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. UK ag economist Dr. Will Snell says net cash income in Kentucky is beginning to show a decline.
Just like the national numbers, our numbers from an aggregate perspective have declined in Kentucky, following the similar trend that we're seeing nationally.
He adds there are a couple of factors that have kept farm income strong in the state.
The equine and our poultry, our two largest enterprises, have done fairly well. And again, that's more important to Kentucky, those two enterprises, than nationally. But again, it really probably doesn't impact many of you all in this room. What has held up Kentucky farm income over the last several years that many of you all have experienced is that we've done very well on the yield side.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.